Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Shut up and sit down.
Have a good day, Helen. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
You can?
I can hear you. That's cool. I don't know what's going on. I can't hear you at all. Yeah. All right, let's see what's up. Let's see if I can take
sounds.
All right, hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up? Okay, I can hear you guys now.
There are sounds, and now there's no more sounds. We were talking about Super Bowl.
Yes.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, all right, cool.
Super Bowl came in today, Gerald Frost.
How's that going?
Oh, it's going great. I got it at the WAMO website. It was $2.99 in free shipping.
So you spent $3 on a, like a bouncy ball, am I thinking correctly?
$2.99, not $3, $2.99. That's a cent under $3.
All right, so you spent the better half of $3.
Well, almost $3, but not $3. See?
Okay.
If it was one more penny, it would have been $3, but it was $2.99. And
well,
as we all know, you don't pay the internet tax because there's no tax on the intraweb.
Yeah, no, there's no tax. I mean, that's the beauty of the internet. But
the intraweb.
The point I was making was... you could have spent that on beer. How many beers could you have gotten with
$2.99? Oh.
One?
Yeah, maybe a beer. Maybe a tall bowl of beer.
All right, so when you run out of beers tonight, I don't want to hear no bitching.
There's no beers. There's no money. So there's nothing left. I had a big bank charge that came through. No, the bank charge came through this morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I wasn't counting on that bank charge to come through, so there's no more money.
There's no money.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't have money either, or else I'd got you a couple of years.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Well, the good news is I go back to work on Mondays.
Oh, really?
Killeen, Texas.
Killeen. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Is there overtime?
Yes, there will be overtime.
Good.
Yes, because it was supposed to start already, and they haven't started yet because of the rain. And it's supposed to be done in 14 months. Yeah, 14 months. So there'll be some overtime.
Oh, yeah. So what are y'all doing, the hydrogen peroxide plant? Is that, if I
remember correct? Yes, it's a super pure. Let me explain it to you. It's a super pure hydrogen peroxide. It's used for cleaning semiconductor plants and semiconductors.
Oh, semiconductors. Okay.
Yes, it's for semiconductors.
That's pretty neat.
I think so.
Well, I go back to work.
Sorry, my phone glitched. What were you guys talking about?
Superconductors.
Hello? Yeah, we're talking about semiconductors.
I go back to work tomorrow. Some sizable amount of money dropped in semiconductors.
What are you talking about?
Semiconductors?
Oh, no. I was talking about what I'm going back to work to do.
Well, when you... What?
Yeah,
what
I go back to
do?
Work tomorrow.
Do you?
I'm gonna make some pizzas. I'm gonna cut some pizzas. You know, roll out some dough.
I'm telling you what, I'm still gonna start my pizza place one of these days, and you're gonna run it.
I will make you a fortune.
I know. I'm just gonna, go to the bank and make deposits, and I'll do the books and whatnot. But I ain't gonna run the place. That's up to
that's
you.
No. I'll run the place. I'll run the place every day of the week.
Yeah.
But you gotta pay me some good money. I need to be able to afford a house, a car, insurance,
Well, here's the deal. We're going to pay our employees right. We're going to make them, some good money so they stick around and do a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where the place I'm working at now fails.
Because they'll be quality employees.
Well, you know, we don't want them to be salaried because, you know, if they need the overtimes, we'll have some overtimes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll even encourage them to unionize, you know, become part of the local food worker union.
That's not skilled labor, sir.
Well, but you know what? It's still labor, and they still, you know, I feel like anyone can unionize if they choose to.
Yeah, anyone can unionize if they choose to, but
sure,
but see,
you could have a collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, you could.
The hardest part about unionizing is getting a lot of people to do it. You can't just stand up and say, hey, I'm going to unionize. You have to have thousands and thousands of people behind your back.
Well, just locally, you could just have, think of it this way. If all the pizza places, all the employees at the pizza places in Waco, Texas were to unionize, you know, think about either, okay, we're going to get collective bargaining agreement or we're not working no more, you know, it'd be better.
Yep.
I'm not saying go screw your employer. Don't, you know, tell them I want to make $20 an hour because that ain't going to happen. But
I need to be making some more money than $9 an hour.
Right. I mean,
Dad, you're starting
to
sound like Jacob Scarborough.
Yeah.
Well, there's the only issue with unionizing with the pizza field is the fact that you're going to have to convince all the people, you know, in the pizza places. Let's just say in Hewitt, Texas, there's a Domino's, a Rolo's, and a Pizza Hut, and Little Caesars, and that about covers it, right?
Yeah, there's Little Caesars.
Marco's. And then there's
Marco's. Yeah, and a Marco's.
There's like four or five.
Mm-hmm.
All of your cooks in these places are going to be, you know, high school kids. You're going to have a couple of people that are older or whatever, you know, men, but, you know, they make bad decisions in their life and they're still working in pizza places. You know, that's their own fault. That's their own deal. That's not the point.
Right.
The point is that you're going to have to convince all these high school kids to commit their time to something as evolving as a union. And for me, you know, I'd do that, but you're not going to get a whole bunch of high school kids that want to do that.
No, probably not, because this is in theory, an entry-level job, unless you're looking to make this something you want to do full-term, long-term, and if that's the case, a union will suit you well.
Yeah.
You know. Of course, you got to pay union dues.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay union dues.
Well, you got to pay union dues.
If I got enough money.
Well,
if
but
I
you
had
make more
union money, money I'd pay union dues.
That's what I'm saying. If you make union money, you're going to pay a little union dues.
Yeah, and, you know, that's respectable. I mean, the union does a lot for you. I mean, I'm sure you have no problem with paying union dues.
No. I think I'm kind of behind. When I'm on layoff, I feel like I just don't pay union dues because I can't.
Well, you're not making union money.
Right. When I'm on layoff, I'm not making the union money. I'm making no money.
Yeah.
So the union dues kind of go into arrears.
You're getting government chunk change.
Yeah, I'm getting, it's my own money that I put into the unemployment.
That's true. But it's not a whole lot of money.
It's fine. Brock Lesnar going to show up tonight. What's up?
Vince McMahon promised.
Pretty sure. Yeah, he's going to be there for sure tonight.
And
if not,
you see
then
he showed? Yeah, then Roman's going to be angry.
Very angry.
Did you see that he showed up to one of those house shows?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
So why didn't he show up to Raw if he showed up to a house show
busy.
Like 3 days later?
He's probably very busy. He's a busy man.
Oh, yeah. He's so busy doing what, UFC? No.
No, he's just, he's got things to do, man. He's got to, you know, wash his car. Take the dog for a walk. He's got to eat some eggs every now and then, you know. Want some protein.
Stay healthy, yeah.
Maybe go to the gym, you know.
I think he probably goes to the gym quite a bit.
Yeah, he probably has a home gym, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Do you think Paul goes to the gym?
No, Paul eats greasy foods and fatty foods. And Paul was a Jewish man, if you didn't know. He is a Jew.
I see that, but I did not know that.
Now it makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. I mean,
and I'm not, you know, I don't know any Jews personally, so the whole
you're stereotype
doesn't. Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't know. I'm just saying he's the fact of the matter is he's Jewish, Jewish faith.
Well,
I'm not a Jewish faith member. I'm a Baha'i faith member.
Baha'i faith, yeah. And
you know,
hey,
so
to actually answer your question about the stereotype that Jews are always like stingy
right.
with their money.
Right. Yeah.
I have family members that are Jewish actually.
Oh,
and
do you?
Yeah, no. Their last name is Rue, R-U-G-H.
Hey, can I ask you this question?
Yeah, what's up?
Do they live in Temple?
No, they live in Belton.
See what I did there, Temple? I cracked myself up.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Well,
okay, anyway.
They just built a... like a several thousand dollar giant back porch, and they have tons of guns and trucks and kids and all kinds of extracurricular activities. So they're Jewish, but like if you talk to them, you'll never know.
No, kind of like Mormons. You know, but Mormons don't drink. I think Jews drink alcohol.
Yeah, Jews drink alcohol. Mormons are too much.
Mormons don't. But they have lots of kids. They have lots of children, but they're all very
Thor
nice.
Hoffman.
Mormons can't even drink coffee, anything with caffeine. They can't have sodas. They can't have tea. It's because
really?
They don't want to do anything anything mind-altering at all.
Okay. So they don't do meth. They don't do methamphetamine.
Well, no. Well, no shit. If you're a Mormon, you're not going to do meth. You can't even drink coffee.
Well, maybe you want to go out and do some meth one night. I mean, you know.
Well, then you get banished from the Mormon society. They no longer consider you a Mormon after that.
If you do the meth?
Yeah. You can get banished from the Mormon faith. I'm pretty, like, I'm almost 100% sure. I remember watching a documentary one time.
Well, I think it's not a cult, dude. It's a faith. It's a religion, but it's just founded on John Smith. Wasn't that the old boy's name? That found the...
Yeah.
Out in Utah, he found the broken scrolls of Abraham or something out there in Utah. Yeah, in the Salt Lake Sea or something. I don't know. I'm not real clear on it.
Yeah.
He found
that's
what? That was Abraham Lincoln?
No, like Abraham, like, you know, from the Bible, Abraham.
Wait, what did they find from Abraham from the Bible?
The scrolls. Like the Ten Commandments,
really?
Like the but they were in Utah.
From the Bible?
Which it seems, well, that's what I understand.
And
I'm
Utah?
Not a Salt Lake Sea.
I thought that was all Middle Eastern based.
Well, see, me too, man. But that's why I'm not real clear on. I don't know. I'm not a scholar on Mormons. I'll have to do some research. But I'm pretty sure. Yeah, John Smith there founded it in Utah because he found the broken scrolls of Moses. It was Moses. Yeah, Moses.
Moses?
Yeah, Moses.
Okay. Okay, Moses and Adam or whoever he said is a
Abraham.
Completely different thing. Abraham.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we're talking about
Moses?
Moses.
Part the Red Seas, Moses.
Right.
Versus followed Jesus around and drank water and wine and whatever. Abraham.
Yeah, Moses.
Moses was a bigger player than Abraham, and they're saying that they found the broken scrolls of Moses in Utah?
Right. Moses stood on the mountain, remember?
Yeah.
He had his little staff and his cane, and the shrub caught on fire and burned.
And it was God.
Yeah. But I think he was being an old man. I mean, he had a good life.
Well, yeah.
I mean, who else can say that you parted the Red Sea? You know, I can't say that.
Anybody who has the Red Wings.
Well.
I've parted that Red Sea once or twice.
I've been in that club myself. It's been a long time, though.
Man, I feel like to have my Red Wings at such a young age is such a huge accomplishment. Like, I want to, like, wear, like, a name tag that says I have my Red Wings.
Or a little badge, like a little...
I just need to change that to my, like, my bio on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
Just let everybody know.
I think you should do that, you know, as soon as this the radio program is over, you should go ahead and update your status.
Yeah,
and,
Red Wing Inquiry.
Yeah, and let us know how that goes. I mean, I'm sure you'll get some comments, both good and bad. You know, thumbs up and thumbs down kind of deal.
Well, you see, I could do it, and odds are a majority of the people I know aren't going to know what I'm talking about. But I think between the people who do know what I'm talking about, it's going to be still half and half negative, positive response.
Yeah, because there'll be some bad experiences there.
And, you know, some people will want to share their experiences.
Well, and sometimes it happens without, you don't even know it happens. It just happens, and then you go, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what
just
happened to
yeah.
me. I walked into the Chick-fil-A and had blood all over my clothes and face, and
okay.
I was like, okay.
Did you get some chicken, though?
Nope.
You just went home and took a shower after that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I felt dirty and violated.
Yeah. Well, you were a biohazard at that point. You should have been in the biohazardous
public
deal.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
So,
what else?
You fellas know why Stephen Hawking died?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he's a ghost now.
Rip Stephen Hawking.
He's now a ghost.
Yeah, well,
but
apparently, right before he died, he kind of had this theory working up on the structure of time before the Big Bang even happened, before Euclidean space time even became a thing. Apparently,
right? It makes no sense to me.
Basically, what he's saying is that there's something called imaginary time that existed before real time. And basically, you have to – the only way to calculate imaginary time is to calculate these imaginary numbers. And to do that, you know, you're going to take the number – the Wick rotation or some bullshit. Anyways, whenever he has to explain –
We lost you for a second. You cut out.
Yeah, there you're back now. Yeah.
Am I back?
Yeah,
you're good. Now, keep in mind, the listeners, that Ben is in the secret bunker command center that's in Spiegelville. It's radiation shielded proof. So if there's
so
a nuclear bomb, he will survive. But the cell phone signal sometimes don't puncture through the bunker.
Yeah, the space-time continuum.
Ben, the way I understand the deal with time is he said there was no time before time.
Well,
wrong.
Exactly, and that's what I'm getting to, because he said, he put it as a metaphor. Basically, you got to think about the Earth and the curve of the Earth. Basically, the imaginary time is the four-dimensional curved surface, just like the Earth, but with two more
dimensions.
He said, in order to turn, the Euclidean space is a closed surface without end of the Earth. Basically, time slows down as it reaches the south pole and goes into imaginary time, is what he said. So we're just
what you're saying is the Rush song is right. The time stood still.
Yeah. Time does, I guess. I'm sure I can't stay still forever, though, because then it'd be stuck at the pole.
Well, what about a cesium clock?
Did he talk?
What about that?
You can't stop cesium from decaying, and that's
That's just the rate of decay. That's the half-life of xenium. Over a period of time, and
correct.
If the time slows down, then the half-life is going to slow down as well.
Oh, I see. So the whole thing slows down instead of slow down the cesium.
The whole thing, everything that we know is based off of our time. And this is saying that time changes.
Did he factor did he factor daylight savings time into that, or was that just irrelevant?
Did he factor leap year into that?
I don't know. No. You got to ask him.
He's burning in hell now, remember?
Oh, yeah, right, because we have a few libtard friends who decided to get angry at him.
He was not burning in hell.
That's what people on the interwebs are saying, that he's burning in hell because he didn't accept the Big Bang and
whatever happened to the freedom of religion. That's all I have to ask.
Okay.
Stephen, that doesn't exist if you're in this weird liberal world, man.
Stephen Hawking.
Basically, if you're a public figurehead, you should be a Christian.
I guess, maybe. I don't know. What if you're not? I'm not a Christian, you know? I love all people, but I'm not, you know, if you look in the book, I'm not a Christian. But I'm not a public figure either, but I don't think it's like I'm going to burn in hell. You know?
I think Stephen Hawking should be one of the people that, you know, these Christian fanatics should, you know, give immunity, per se, because a man,
but he's
stuck in a wheelchair.
He got dealt the worst cards. I know,
so,
man.
For him to want to believe in a God who's all forgiving and all giving and nurturing, and for him to be sitting in a wheelchair talking through a speaker, you know, he's got to believe that.
It's like a computer deal. It's like a monotone voice.
But I
don't know this, but I'm guessing if you're a diehard Christian, i.e. a Baptist or a Church of Christ or even a Church of the Firstborn, if the moment you reject that there was a God that created all of this universe that we're in, then you've already gone against the faith, and then, so you can't be a
Christian. I just think that out of anybody, don't you know, lots of people don't believe in Christianity. Don't rack on Stephen Hawking, who, by the way, is one of the most respected and well-renowned scientists around the world, you know?
No.
Oh, why are you going to rack on him? One of the Christianity's only, like, what, an eighth of the world's population?
I just don't get why it's their business.
Exactly.
So Stephen Hawking died. People can pay their respects. So let's say John Wayne. He died, or did he die? I don't know. I thought he died.
Wayne is dead. He died of lung cancer. Yeah.
Okay, so John Wayne, he died. Mm-hmm. You didn't see anybody online talking about John Wayne's burning in hell because John Wayne didn't do this or didn't do that. Okay.
Well, but
John Wayne could have been a Christian man.
But that was before the interweb.
And that's the problem. I mean, you know, okay, so someone who's died more recently, who was the Purple Rain?
Prince. The artist formerly known as Prince, yeah.
The artist formerly known as Prince. He died recently, or within the last few years or whatever. I don't know exactly when he died. But you didn't see people saying that he was burning in hell. People that were sad. People were sad, and now that someone whose opinions conflict theirs died, he's burning in hell.
He's burning in hell.
His soul.
And he's enduring pain and torture for eternity.
Suffering. Eternal suffering. Eternal flogging.
Right, for eternity. And so now he's going to understand. Yeah, he's going to understand the concept of time now that his soul is burning in hell.
He understands the concept of time.
Yeah.
The concept of time is what makes hell what it is.
Yeah. And his soul is trapped there now for eternity.
Or maybe not. How do we know?
Or maybe not. We never know.
Do you think he could be in
the space-time continuum.
Do you think his ghost uses the little voice box, or does his ghost just not talk?
His ghost is not, like, that's only a physical detriment to him. His spirit is still fine and perfect in shape. So just
but
physical
what if
body.
Right.
What
it's
if just
his physical body
talk through the thing?
So is his
what
soul?
His,
so what's being tortured
soul
in hell? Just his soul?
I guess.
We don't know what happens
what if his,
to his soul. Obviously.
What if his ghost were to talk through his little pod? What if his ghost were to come back from wherever it came from and give us secrets? Then what would the people saying that he's burning
well,
in hell say?
You can't. The ghost can't do that now. The soul was trapped in hell for eternity. There's not going to be any more.
You
might
don't
get
know
some
that.
Half, you might get some half truths, but you're not going to get the truth now.
Well, that okay, fair enough. That's factual.
I mean, that's
I
not.
Agree with that.
I'm just saying, if you know, if I was to take that side, and I don't think Stephen Hawking's soul is burning in hell. I think Stephen Hawking is, you know, probably going to be reincarnated and come back as a drop of rain or maybe a puppy dog, and then he'll come
or
back
a,
again.
Or a cockroach or a tick.
Yeah, whatever. You know, yeah, he might live in the sewer. Yeah.
Do you think Stephen Hawking was once Einstein? Do you think a lot of the great minds are just connected in the one person being reincarnated? Or do you think that
no,
they're
I
separate
think,
people?
I think you get to choose, man, what you want to do when you come back around.
So basically
yeah,
what
I've
you're
heard.
Saying is we're all the same person, because that's the only way that would be
yeah,
possible.
No, I think your soul comes back, but it comes back in a different form, and you can choose. You know, and maybe next time around I want to come back as a woman.
Reincarnate multiple times and multiple points in time and imaginary time, I guess.
I think if you were to be reincarnated,
we'd all
then,
be the same dude.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to be reincarnated, I feel like you would come back as someone similar to who you were before because, I mean, your soul can only take on a certain amount of personalities. It can take on different lifestyles,
right.
Sure.
No,
but
that's what I'm saying.
But,
I think your soul
but then
the
you,
same, but
you have to go into the argument. Does your soul even take on your personal traits? Because aren't those just physical body traits? Or does that
I don't know.
To your higher self?
No, okay.
I mean, that's
look,
up to different
okay.
interpretation from everybody else.
Let's look at a domesticated dog and a wolf, okay?
Okay.
Okay, a wolf will snap you and bite you and you
it'll
know,
nip.
Yeah, it'll nip. Now, and then a pit bull might do that too, but most domesticated dogs are not that way.
Nippy?
Right. I mean, if they nip you, you're going to bust them in the face and, you know, kick them or whatever. And they don't nip you.
But then are there some wild wolves that won't nip?
Sure. Maybe. I mean, there are probably some wild wolves that get scared if they see a human. They don't know what to do and they run away. So we
well,
can't say that a wild
wolf.
But all I'm saying is you can't say a wild wolf soul is worse than a domesticated dog soul. It's just a different.
It's just a different personality.
Being. Yeah, it's a different physical being because they're you've got domesticated animals and non-domesticated, you know, like a cow. No,
well,
no, anyone has a problem with a cow. I don't have a problem with cows. Do you?
I have a problem with cows when they're sitting in the classroom with me.
Well, that's a different kind of a cow. We're talking about the bovine.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Shut up and sit down.